Hey there, welcome to the program. Come on in, make yourself comfortable. You and me, we're going to be hanging out for the next 30 minutes. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Following the Truth. Well, believe it or not, we are day four into the revival of Following the Truth. You know, I look today, and it was actually 2.5 years since I stopped doing the daily podcast. I thought it was 2 years. I didn't realize it was actually 2.5 years. Unbelievable. But I am so glad that I get to be back with you each day. This is what I always love doing. You and me hanging out, talking about Jesus, helping each other as we travel this road of life, which can be difficult. I mean, you don't need me to tell you that life can be difficult. It can be challenging. And right now, we are having quite a challenge, but I want you to look at it as an opportunity. And I know that sounds crazy, but it really is a great opportunity. We'll talk about that later on. Today's topic is joy. How can we find joy in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic? Believe it or not, you can find joy, and it has nothing to do with what's going on around you. I know it's radical, it's crazy, but that's why I'm here, to help you realize that. We're going to talk about that on the program today, so I want you to settle in, relax. There are plenty of chairs here, plenty of room up front, across the table from me. Come on in and just make yourself comfortable. And let's think about something for a minute. We are, wherever we are in the presence of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So the Trinity is with us. So right now, I'm going to lead us in prayer. I'm going to talk to our Father in heaven. And I would just invite you to join in prayer with me as we do something that we are incredibly privileged to be able to do, talk to the God of the universe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, well, first of all, thank you, Father, for the fact that we are all still alive. We are still living. We are still breathing. That is due to your goodness. For no other reason are we still alive except for your goodness, because you will us to be alive at this moment in time. We're not going to think too far into the future right now, Father, because we know you want us to focus on the present. We're going to do that. And we say thank you for bringing us to this moment in time. Father, thank you for your constant love, your constant presence, your constant providential care for us. You take care of our needs, and we're sorry that sometimes we complain. But we're grateful, Father. We're grateful for this ability to speak with you. Father, I ask you to look over and watch over all of us today, all of our friends, our family. Watch over those on the front line combating the coronavirus, the hospital staff, the doctors, the nurses, the first responders, those who stock the shelves and sell us our groceries and supplies. We ask you to watch over them all. We ask you to be with and protect and heal anyone who is suffering from the effects of the coronavirus right now. We pray for their complete and total healing. We pray for peace of mind for their family members, for anybody who is stressed out right now, who is letting fear devastate them and incapacitate them. Father, we know that you can give us your supernatural peace, and I'm going to ask you to do that right now. Father, I ask you to use me as your instrument. I'm yours today, Father. You come up with the topic. You tell me what I'm supposed to say, and I'll do my best to follow along. Father, I ask you to open up all of our minds and hearts to be receptive to your message. And I ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we ask our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph and all the angels and saints to pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you for praying with me. That means a lot, because I can actually feel you when we pray. We are praying as one family, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ with a common Father. God the Father. That's pretty cool that we're related, isn't it? You might not think that it's cool, but I think it's cool to be related to you. All right, you know the deal. By the way, I am Gary Zimak, and if you're just coming in, you are not too late. I want you to relax. I hope you brought a beverage, a snack. You can bring your meal if you want. You can eat your dinner. I don't care what you do. I just want to hang out with you. I have, today is my beverage du jour, a can of Sprite, and I'm holding it right now. It's nice and cold. I'm going to take a sip of my beverage. I invite you to do the same. That's really good. That's really good. So, I got distracted. That's really tasty. I try to mix up the beverage du jour. That's what I've done in the past. It's been a while. Remember, 2.5 years hiatus. I'm just getting back into the swing of things. By the way, if you are still with me, if you still think I haven't lost my mind, good. I'm glad. I want you to go to my website, followingthetruth.com, if you'd like to find out more information about my work. If you want to get in touch with me, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Right now, many people are reading my latest book, which is Give Up Worry for Lent. We are currently on day 30 of the journey. It's kind of hard to believe that we're progressing this far along the journey. There are 47 days in this book that we go from Ash Wednesday right through to Easter Sunday. But I want to read the meditation for Thursday of the fourth week of Lent. This is day 30. And by the way, I want to say this. I think I said it on last night's show. I want to mention again, if you are not Catholic, I want to welcome you. And I just want to let you know that this show is directed to Catholics, to non-Catholic Christians. It's directed to people who don't even believe in God. I want you here, and I still think we can hang out together. I'm going to give you thoughts and opinions from the Catholic perspective, because I'm Catholic, but we're going to talk a lot about Scripture. So if you're somebody who happens to love the Bible, I think you're going to like this show, because a lot of what I do, what I write, when I speak, it's all centered around God's Word in sacred Scripture. So we speak the Bible around here, so I'm so glad to have you on board. And this is certainly a time for many of us to recognize that we need to unite. I mean, this Jesus made this clear in the Gospels, that he is hurt because of the lack of unity, not just among Christians, but among everyone in the world. This is the time for us to unite, especially when we are all facing this common threat of the coronavirus. So this is a great time for us to unite, to put aside our differences, not to ignore the fact that we have differences, but to put them aside and try to get along, try to love one another. I mean, that's not a bad idea, right? That's what Jesus wants us to do, and that's what I want to do. This show will always be positive in nature, because the message of Jesus Christ is good news. It's not bad news. I think sometimes we can go off the deep end. And look, I can do this as well as anybody. We need to focus on the good news and uniting people, not breaking them apart. So I'm going to do my best to do that on the show. And with that in mind, before I talk a little bit about joy, I just want to say something. If you're new to this show, maybe if you're new to the whole faith thing, maybe you're not used to walking with Jesus, maybe you're just looking for some relief, I want to let you know that I totally get that point of view. Because for many years, if somebody would have come up to me, and keep in mind, I was somebody that went to church every Sunday. I didn't miss. But I really had no personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I would hear that. I would cringe. I would say, oh man, whoever's saying that, they're a religious fanatic. You know, I just didn't get it at all. I was also empty. I was also lonely. I was also worried and anxious. I was living in fear. I was miserable. But I never thought that it really was possible to take what I heard in church on Sunday and apply it to my life. I never thought that Jesus was real to me. I mean, I believed in him, but I didn't believe everything he said. I didn't know anybody who was living their life like that. So if you're coming to the show from that point of view, I really do understand. And if you ever have any questions, please write to me at gary@followingthetruth.com and let me know. Express your thoughts. Let me know what you think. Because I was having this conversation with my wife last night, and I was saying that I fully believe that so many people who may hear this message of having a personal relationship with Jesus, of letting Jesus help you to move away from worry and experience peace, in letting God the Father provide for your needs, when you hear that message, so many people say, that's nonsense, that's unrealistic. And unfortunately, the world for the most part, doesn't help us to believe in the supernatural world, in the invisible kingdom of God. You can't necessarily see the kingdom of God. And that's what's so challenging, because through faith, we are asked to believe and to act in faith to believe that there is another world, that there is an invisible kingdom of God, that Jesus Christ is real, that the Father is real, that the Holy Spirit is real. And that is so hard for so many people. So I want to say, if you're in that position, if you find yourself going through that right now and you're thinking, you know, Gar, this is just not real. I don't believe it. I'd like to believe in Jesus. I'd like to experience his peace, but I don't even know how to start. I would say email me at gary@followingthetruth.com, or just do this. Just express that desire to Jesus, even if it sounds weird to you. It sounded weird to me when I first started speaking to the Lord as well. But just tell him that. I mean, look, what have you got to lose at this point in time? We are in a desperate situation. And I know that you could be very stressed out right now. But I want to speak to you personally, from one friend to another, as we sit around the table on this program. Jesus is real. Jesus can give you the peace that you are looking for. Just start by saying to him, Jesus, I want to believe in you. I want to get to know you. Please reveal yourself to me. That's where it all starts. And then wait for him to act. And chances are he's probably not going to speak audibly to you. And now if he does, more power to you. But he's never spoken in audible words to me. But I'll get a thought. I'll get a feeling. I'll remember something a friend said. Maybe a friend or an acquaintance or somebody in the store or on TV will say something to me that'll let me realize, yeah, I think he was speaking to me. That's the first step. Just express that desire. Just say, Jesus, I'm very skeptical, but I really do want to know you. If what Gary's saying is true, if he's true when he says that he is a worrier by nature, but now he's feeling peace, I want to feel that, Jesus, because I want to be at peace. Let's face it, who among us wants to worry? It's not fun. So I would just say, either email me or talk to the Lord. Just give that a shot and see what happens. And if you feel the smallest, tiniest bit of peace, then run with that. And let that be your answer and make you realize that he is real. But again, it's so hard to get started on that path. I really understand that. But if you have that desire, even the desire to have the desire, you know, go with it. And open the door just a little bit so that Jesus can come into your heart. And then at some point in time, I recommend that you do surrender your life to him, that you do recognize that you, like me, are a sinner. We are all sinners. We have all fallen short of the mark. We really have. But that's a good thing to realize, especially during this season of Lent, and recognize that we need a Savior. And there's only one person who is up for that job. He's ready, he's willing, he's able, and that's Jesus Christ. He is our Lord, our Savior. And all you got to do is at some point in time, say, Lord, I am a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I surrender my life to you. I'm telling you, that is the best move you can ever make. Now, once you do that, you got to keep doing it repeatedly, because we have this tendency, even though we tell Jesus that he is in control, we have this tendency to like to keep control or to take control back from him. Like, all right, Jesus, I'm going to trust you to a point, but when the going gets tough, it's like, no, I've got to handle this. Well, of course, you're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. What you can do in life, you're supposed to do that. The Lord wants you to do what you can do to take care of your health, to take care of your family, to go out and look for a job if you don't happen to be working right now. He wants you to do that, but he also wants you to depend on him. We can only do so much. We have limited control, and a control that we have in life is given to us by God. So let's keep that in mind. But that idea of walking with Jesus, you will hear that a lot on this program. It is so important to me, and for years I didn't get this, but now I get it. And honestly, I'm at the point now where I really do trust Jesus with a lot of the things that happen in my life, even the things that don't seem good on the surface. I have a tendency to trust him more now, to have that feeling of trust, than I did before. Now, before I got the feeling and the ability inside to say, all right, I trust you and I feel pretty good about it, I made the conscious decision to trust, which is different. That's an action. That's, even though I'm scared, I'm going to choose to trust Jesus with my life. And that's why I said it's important to surrender control to him, to make that decision. All right, Lord, I'm going to surrender control to you. You still might be scared. You still might not be feeling the trust, but that act of trust is a good way to get started. But I want you to know this is a process. This doesn't happen overnight, but it's so much better when Jesus is the Lord of your life. I'll tell you, my life is so different than it was before the time when I accepted Jesus into my life, really. And just because you go to church every Sunday does not mean that Jesus is Lord. When he's Lord of your life, that means he's the boss. That means you don't complain. That means you do what he says. You accept what happens to you, those things you can't control, is coming from him. But again, if you do complain sometimes, if you do mess up, so do I. I don't want you to feel bad about it. Let's continue to support one another. Let's continue to pray for one another. I pray for you every day. And I would ask you to please pray for me as well, especially during Lent. I am trying, with the help of the Holy Spirit, to clean up my act, to get to be a better person, to become holier, to do the things that Jesus is telling me that he wants me to do. Every day he speaks to us through Scripture. In the Gospels, we hear Jesus talk to us to give us instructions, commandments, things that for many times we disregard, such as do not worry, such as love your enemies. It's real easy to look the other way when he says these things. But this is all part of what it means to be a follower of Christ. So, with that in mind, I got off on a tangent a little bit, but I think that's something I've been meaning to say, and I really wanted to make it clear today. Let's talk a little bit about joy. It's hard to think about joy during a pandemic, isn't it? But the kind of joy that I'm speaking of is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So in other words, it comes from the Holy Spirit working inside of us. The joy that's produced that I'm talking about is a joy that is not dependent on things that are taking place around me. So you can have this joy even while a pandemic rages around you. And I mean, that's an amazing joy to have. Don't you agree? Isn't it great to be able to be joyful no matter what happens? So with that in mind, I want to look at the verse for Give Up Worry for Lent for today, Thursday of the fourth week of Lent. It comes from Luke chapter 24, the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verses 52 and 53. And this describes what happened with the apostles just after Jesus was risen from the dead. He was raised from the dead. He rose from the dead. That's the word I'm looking for, because he rose by himself from the dead. And he walked around on the face of the earth for another 40 days, and then he ascended into heaven. So this is taking place as Jesus is departing. He's leaving the apostles. He's telling them, guys, I'm going back to my Father. I'm leaving you in charge. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what they are feeling? But what they are feeling might surprise you. St. Luke tells us in his gospel, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. That's unbelievable. These guys worshiped Jesus. They experienced great joy. And they were continually in the temple in Jerusalem. What were they doing? Jesus told them to wait there, and the Holy Spirit is going to descend upon you. You are going to receive power when the Holy Spirit descends upon you. Go and wait. And it's all going to make sense at some point. They go with great joy. This is how we can experience joy in life, by having this, by letting the Holy Spirit work inside of us. And that's hard to do. How do we do that? Well, the one thing we do is we ask the Holy Spirit, we give the Holy Spirit permission to work in us. Holy Spirit, work in me. And I would say every day, I do this every morning, several times throughout the day, I say, Father in heaven, please send me a fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. We need to do that frequently. And in the Bible, Jesus states that if we ask the Father for the Holy Spirit, he will always say yes. So as soon as you pray that prayer, and it can be as simple as come Holy Spirit, or Father, please send me a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. As soon as you pray that prayer, know that it was answered because Jesus said that it would be answered, and say thank you. And then say, welcome, Holy Spirit. And then invite the Holy Spirit to take control of your thoughts, your feelings, to take control of your actions, which will, you know, and your words. But it all starts with your thoughts. If the Holy Spirit inspires your thoughts lead to words or actions. And once you give the Holy Spirit permission, the Holy Spirit will work in your life. However, you can still choose to ignore the Holy Spirit. So you are not losing control when you do that, but you are just asking the Holy Spirit to work in you. And one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit working in you is joy. So you're going to be able to feel that joy when the Holy Spirit is operating inside of you. And you know, you can almost feel it. A lot of times when I speak, or even when I'm writing, I feel the Holy Spirit working through me. I feel the ability to have joy, even in the midst of a very tough problem that I might be experiencing. It's a supernatural feeling, and you almost feel like somebody's working through you. I've heard it said that the Holy Spirit is sort of a combination of a GPS and power steering. The GPS tells you where to go. You get these inspirations. Ah, I should talk to this person. I should not complain right now. I should not say what I really feel like saying. And then the power steering is when the Holy Spirit makes it easier to do that. So in other words, I know I should love this person by being nice to them, even though I don't really like them. But when you ask the Holy Spirit for help, you almost feel that it's a little easier to do what you would be you would find almost impossible to do on your own. So look at the Holy Spirit as a combination of a GPS and power steering. So the Holy Spirit wants to help us. And, you know, during the Lenten season, the Holy Spirit has to be in charge of your Lenten journey. The Holy Spirit was given to us by Jesus. That's why he told his apostles to wait until the Holy Spirit descends on you on Pentecost so that you can have the power, and that's the word that's used, the power to be Jesus in the world. That's really what we're called to do. So Jesus gives us his own spirit. A lot of times we try to do this ourselves, and we wonder why we're not feeling peace, why we're not able to love somebody, why we're not able to exhibit any kind of self-control. These are all fruits of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus knew that by ourselves, we would be unable to follow his commandments and these instructions that he gives us. So the Holy Spirit is so powerful. Now, from Psalm 105, verses 3 and 4, we get this, some more advice about joy. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. Turn to the Lord and his strength. Constantly seek his face. I want to read that again and pay attention to this, because it's subtle, but there's a point here that we need to understand. Let the hearts that seek the Lord rejoice. So there's the idea there that the psalmist is saying in Psalm 105 that we need to do something. We need to let our hearts rejoice. We need to let the Holy Spirit work through us. And how do we do that? Turn to the Lord and his strength. Constantly seek his face. We need to constantly seek the Lord. Remember I told you about Jesus, talking to Jesus every day. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be excessively long. Just a little time. Start off in the morning saying, "Good morning, Jesus. Thank you for leading me today. I accept you, Jesus. I accept the fact that I'm a sinner, that I need you as my Lord and Savior. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, I surrender to your will today. I will follow you." See, and you'll let Jesus lead you through today. How does he do that? He's going to send you out into the world. Whatever you normally do, that's his will for you. How you respond to that is really going to depend upon you, ultimately. But you can also get the help of the Holy Spirit. Turn to the Lord and his strength, this psalm says. Turn to the Lord and his strength. You will get strength with the Holy Spirit working in your life. You're also going to get peace and joy, both of which are fruits of the Spirit. Are you looking for peace in this time of craziness? Are you looking to experience joy? It's possible. It's possible, but it's an internal thing, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. Everything else is changing. By the minute, it seems. Every few minutes, we're getting some kind of an update, some negative statistic. Some more people dying from COVID-19 or a new prediction. Jesus does not change. No matter what goes on around you, he is a constant. And therefore, you can choose to rejoice. It's not a feeling. Don't think joy is a feeling. It's an action. It's a conscious decision. I am going to rejoice in the Lord. So, you know, in this time when you don't have control over many things, and it's very obvious. I mean, we never had control, but it's pretty obvious to us now that we don't have control. In this time when you have very little control, take control of what you can, of what you have control over. And that's the decision, to accept Jesus into your life and to follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit, to give the Holy Spirit that go-ahead to work in your life. And then to choose to tap into that joy of the Holy Spirit. All right, will you do that? I'm telling you, this stuff is not that difficult. And it is absolutely real. Again, if you have questions, contact me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Or you can go right to my website, followingthetruth.com, and contact me through the website. And, you know, do me a favor. If you enjoy this show, I would love to hear from you. Send me an email. Let me know what you think of the new program or the resurrected Following the Truth or whatever you want to call it. I'm glad to be back on the air after a 2.5-year absence. I don't plan to go anywhere, but that leads me to my next point. As we close now, your donations are critical right now. If I'm going to keep this show on the air with no speaking engagements in the near future, everything's been canceled, everything's up in the air, I really need your help with my full-time ministry. If you could donate and become a regular sponsor of my ministry, $10 a month would be huge. It's 33 cents a day. This show will always be free of charge. I'm not going to charge for this program. But if you would please consider becoming a monthly sponsor of any amount, but $10, if you could afford that, that would be very, very good and would help me tremendously. Followingthetruth.com is how you do it. You donate securely there through PayPal, and I would be so grateful. Okay, does that sound good? Now, God willing, I hope to be back with you tomorrow. Remember, hang in there. Look for that joy. If you follow Jesus and you give the Holy Spirit permission to work in your life, you will find that joy. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Know that I'm praying for you. Talk to you next time.